All right, so welcome back to the Mind of a Football Coach podcast. We are live and in color again with our recording devices. Had to go through some transition there to get back to being able to use our setup equipment, and now we are we're doing it. We are here. We are rocking and rolling, and man, it's just really a blessing to be back and recording the podcast, which is, this is fun. This is stuff that we enjoy doing, and just really blessed to be able to do this. It's something that is a passion of mine. It's something that we've been doing for 4 years. I put a Facebook post out today talking about how we're going to talk about the upcoming anniversary of the Mind of a Football Coach podcast. So on June 28, 2017 is when the Mind of a Football Coach podcast began. And man, we're almost 4 years into the Mind of a Football Coach podcast. And that is rare for podcasts. Most podcasts end in about a year. I was looking up some stats before the show, and it says that in any given year, about 75% of podcasts that start don't even finish through the year. They quit, and they are no longer here. They're no longer running, and we are not in that situation because we have been here for 4 years, going strong, and we will continue to do the Mind of a Football Coach podcast for a long time to come. It's something I enjoy doing, and it's something that I think other people enjoy listening to. As I reflect back on the first podcast, it was done with just a computer open to a QuickTime recording screen. I still use QuickTime to record most of my single episodes, but when I do, obviously, guests, we're on Zoom or Teams or something of that nature. But that's all I had at the time. I just had a computer, and I opened it up, and then I started talking. I didn't even know what I was going to talk about. I had a script in front of me, I guess you could say, if you want to call it that, just a couple of notes on a page. But that was it. It was the first one, and I said, "Hey, let's go do this thing. Let's see what we can do with the Mind of a Football Coach podcast." And on that podcast, I rambled and talked about a whole list of different things that I wanted to talk about, the podcast would cover. I think we still cover a lot of those things in the podcast. It's called the Mind of a Football Coach podcast, but we're not just talking about football. We're talking about life. We're talking about spirituality. We're talking about leadership qualities, things of that nature. So it's a wide-ranging podcast that has some good wisdom on it. I think there's been really good guests that I've stolen a bunch of good ideas from. That's something that I've learned to do as I've done the Mind of a Football Coach podcast for going on 4 years, is call people. I don't think I've ever called a guest to ask them to come on the podcast. It has been through texts. Let's be honest. I'm a millennial. We're going to text people to get information. So that's what I would do. I'd text them, or I'd shoot them a message over Twitter. Now I'll send them a text or a message over Facebook, because I got rid of Twitter. Twitter was just becoming too much. It was way too much information. It's just too much. It's too. I was too scatterbrained. Twitter's great for information, but you have to know yourself. So I know me, and if I have a bunch of information that I'm looking at before I go to bed or I want to relax, I'm not going to relax. I'm just going to keep going and keep going and keep going and not be able to turn it off. So I got rid of old Twitter. I just had to do it for my sanity. It's just something I had to do. So you know, I'm thinking about these guests that I've had on, and these guys have just spoken life into me. I've stolen a bunch of different ideas from them, and that's been one of the coolest parts about doing a podcast, is that people are very willing to talk to you about what they do, how they do it, especially in my chosen career field as a football coach, as an educator, as a leader of people. People are very, very willing to share what has worked for them. And I'm so grateful to so many of the different people I've been on the podcast. It all started with the Casto, Zach and Bryce Casto, and anybody that knows me knows I think the world of those guys. I think Bryce Casto is one of the best coaches that the state of West Virginia has ever seen, as far as a football coach, as far as a man. I think Zach Casto is a rising star in the baseball world. I am a closet baseball fan. I wasn't a very good baseball player, but I love watching baseball and learning strategy about baseball and things of that nature. So I think Zach's just an up-and-comer, and they were gracious enough to be in my third ever episode of the podcast. Now, the sound quality wasn't great. You had some other issues taking place, right? We just had a computer in the room, right? We were just talking. I didn't really know how to interview people, and we were just going with it. And then I think my next guest was Joey Fields. He came to the field house when I was at Riverside High School, and man, he just killed it. He gave a lot of good information about how he runs his program, how that works, what goes into that. And I was just very, very blessed to gain wisdom from him. And a funny story about that podcast, that is episode number 1, 2, 3. That's episode 4. there's a fire alarm going off in the background of the episode. So, and it's faint. It's in the distance. But we sat down to do it. And again, I have no recording. I have no recording devices at that time. I didn't have a recording device for a while, and we were just talking to a computer in the coach's office, and there's this faint fire alarm going off in the background while we're doing the podcast. And I just think to myself, oh my goodness, people are going to hear this. It's going to drive them crazy. I don't know if it did or not. I kept it up because I wanted people to gain wisdom from Coach Fields and what he has done. And then my next interview was, James Barker. He came to our house and just talked about Chapmanville football, how they do different things. And in my time in West Virginia, I've definitely been very blessed to be able to get to know Coach Barker. At the time, he was the offensive coordinator at Chapmanville. Now he's the head football coach at Chapmanville Regional High School. A really good coach, a really, really, just really good person. And for a little while after that, I was on single word topics. That's kind of how my mind processes. It's here's a topic, maybe take some notes, maybe not. Maybe just have my computer out in front of me, be able to type, or to be able to just go with it. There's something I was thinking about, wanted to put it out there, see what people thought, maybe get some insight from people coming back. And then we just went with it. So talking about the leadership, talking about leadership, talking about process, talking about the summer, talking about defense. I was heavily involved in the defense at that time in my career. We played a lot of cover one, a lot of cover zero. That was a program philosophy thing that fit the personnel that we had at the time. And, you know, it's interesting when you record a podcast or you write a book or you write an article, that's frozen in time, right? So when I get done recording this podcast, it will be frozen in time at the time that it is uploaded through Anchor to whatever, you know, podcast platform you use that you listen to the podcast with. So obviously things can change, things can morph, nothing stays the same. Life is dynamic, it's not static. So it's interesting listening back to those and hearing, oh man, I thought this at the time, this is what we were doing, because that was a specific place, specific time. That's what was working for us. But man, it's cool to go back and listen to things. Okay, that's changed. And then some things haven't. They've stayed the same. And some things have changed a lot. Some things have changed a little. Some things haven't changed at all. And it's just interesting to look back over the course of almost 4 years ago and to see, okay, here's where we were, and then here's where we are now, and here's how we will go forward, how all of us will go forward. Because I think this podcast, in my mind at least, is all of us just moving forward. The listeners of the podcast, myself, we're going forward. We're trying to become better every single day. We're trying to make our world better around us. And whatever chosen profession we have chosen to be in, and we are trying to just make it the best it can be. Because every place that you're at has a floor and has a ceiling. So, you know, most places, unless you're, let's say, in West Virginia, you know, you're Martinsburg or South Charleston, you just won the football state championship. You're at the top. You're at the peak. You have, you know, really good facilities, really good coaches, really good players. You know, you're at the peak. Now, all of us will get to that point, right? We're not all going to get to that top part where we're winning every game that we play. And there's a floor, too. There's a, hey, you know, hopefully we never drop below this and things of that nature. But we're trying to maximize what we have. And sometimes that's out of your control. Sometimes injuries just, oh, they gut your team. Or you have, you know, a kid transfer in or transfer out that really, if transfer out, they can hurt you. They transfer in, it helps you. You know, sometimes coaches come and go, you know, because that definitely, that changes dynamics of staffs. When you have a coach that you really like and they're good with the players, good with the scheme, and then they choose to move on, and then you got to reshuffle. And to me, a good coach is so invaluable. I mean, obviously, it's a player's game. Don't get me wrong. Football's a player's game. But, man, you need people to coach them, to get them ready, get them right, and then to take something off your plate as a head coach. Because one of the things that I think about as a head coach now is, man, I wish I was a better assistant coach, that I just would have taken initiative and taken things off the head coach's plate. And I did that a decent amount, but, man, I just should have done it more. I should have tried to make their life as smooth as possible, because when you're the head coach, everything eventually ends up on your desk. And it's good to have people underneath that are working with you to try to cut off some of those issues and just to press forward. So, and then I interview our brother and my dad over Christmas break. A really, really, really good time. You know, that's a good bit later. That's after 2018 season. Then I start doing some long distance interviews, people over the phone. This is before COVID. So Terrence Terry on December 5th, Jason Fulton on December 12th, who I just recently had Jason Fulton back on the podcast. He was spectacular there as well. So Terrence and Jason were on over the phone to a speaker. I had gotten like a USB speaker at the time, I believe. And, you know, it was my first long distance interview. Person wasn't in the room. And then, you know, flash forward, COVID happens and this thing called Zoom appears. I don't think people even knew what Zoom was before COVID. Maybe they did if you were in a business setting. Zoom appears, Teams on Microsoft. And now if you listen to the podcast recordings that I've done with people that are not in the room with me, they sound better because it's like a business platform. People meet, people talk. And then I've upgraded my setup here. So I have like a mixer, have a microphone, have some headphones, being able to do that going forward. So you know, you had them, and then I went and did an in-person interview with my brother and my dad, just really smart coaches, really good people. My dad was making fun of me of thinking that Notre Dame was going to win the game we were about to watch. because he said Notre Dame's slow, and I just chuckled, and Clemson ended up beating them and winning the whole thing. They won the national championship. So that was a fun time. And then I get more into a rhythm of themes and talking to Coach Smolder. Coach Smolder on January 3rd, 2019, I was the head coach of Ripley at the time, and we had played each other a couple times, and really just great games, and really enjoyed going against Coach and, competing against somebody who's a very, very good coach with a very, very, very good team. And yeah, a couple more single topics, and then I really kind of start to get into the long distance interview in, I would say, December 2019. That starts to really pick up. And I hope that's something that the listeners on the podcast like, is interviewing people on the podcast and getting away from the, me just talking about a topic on the podcast, which I like to do. And sometimes I get some really good listenership when I do that. But man, I've had some guests on this thing that are just fantastic. I think about John Pennington, who was the head coach at the head coach at West Virginia State. That was on March 6th, actually right before COVID is when that took place. And really good interview there. Coach talks about a book that he was writing, or he wrote, really, really, just really, really good interview. I've interviewed an official twice, Andy McPherson, on the podcast. That was interesting. That was cool. That was fun. Our relationship was not always good, but then it's come around. It's just amazing how things work out. And he's been on the podcast twice. Probably have him on again, talk about officiating before this next football season. Talk a little bit about offensive philosophy. As you know, it would just happen, I ended up being more on the offensive side of the ball and really going through and thinking about, how do I want to build an offense? Obviously, you have to build it around your personnel. What do you have? What do they do well? But then just going through, how do we want to do it? What kind of scheme do we want to run? What kind of tempo do we want to run? And that'll be different at Buck Cannon than it was at Nitro, a different style of personnel. But it all starts up front. It all starts with run the football, and then your action is off of that. And then I'm looking through my podcast list, and it's a bunch of interviews. You can tell that COVID had taken place, and we were all at home, right? So when you're at home and you're used to going to work, as I think most coaches are like this, you want something to do. You want to be able to be productive. And I thought to myself, I have a podcast, so what can we do with that? We can interview other people that are home, and there you go. And that's how it all came together, is just start to interview people and starting reaching out to people, mainly on Twitter at the time. Hey, do you want to come on the Mind of a Football Coach podcast? And they would say yes. And then, we'd interview and we'd talk. And man, I just gained so much wisdom from a lot of these coaches from all over the place, man. I'm looking at the list now. I've had a bunch of great coaches from the state of West Virginia. I have Wes Eddy, I had Eddie Vincent, I've had Bobby Burnside, goodness gracious. And then I've had a couple of legends from the state of Georgia on the podcast, and Jeff Heron and Tim McFarlane. And man, just going down this list, I had ADs on the podcast, I've had superintendents on the podcast. It's just been a really cool experience that is not going to stop. We're going to continue to do this. We're going to continue to go forward. And just really looking forward to what the future has for the Mind of a Football Coach podcast as we continue to learn about life and football. And it's just been a blast. I really have enjoyed doing this, hearing from people talk to me about what their experience is with the podcast, and things of that nature, because it's been fun. So if you want to find me, you want to get in contact, you want to give me an opinion. Maybe you want to be on the podcast. Maybe there's somebody out there that wants to be on it. Shoot me an email, zach.davis24@gmail.com. That's the one I've checked the most. I have a Mind of a Football Coach email, but I don't check that one a ton. So if you want to email me, it's zach.davis24@gmail.com. And that's the best way to get in touch with me. I appreciate y'all listening. And, man, just looking forward to the future of the Mind of a Football Coach podcast.